the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, welcome to Sight Unseen in this fabulous Wednesday here at mtradio.net, coming to you from the big sky country of Billings, Montana. I am your host, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew, and with me today is special guest, Celtic tonal healer, Marcia Reichert. How are you doing, Marcia?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous.
Awesome.
I am working through this very energized full moon in Leo.
Yeah, well, Leos are a bit flamboyant sometimes, so the energy is flamboyant.
Oh my God, I have been dead awake the last several nights, and I finally got to sleep last night, but then woke up about every single hour, just punk, 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 and thank God I got back to bed, because this was just exhausting. This energy of this moon is huge.
It is huge, but it's a good thing, too. I mean, some of the energy is really puffy.
Yes, that's very true. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the full moon, the energies, this moon in Leo, how to use it, why it's waking you up, and what it has to do with your life path purpose. So I'm going to kind of set this volleyball topic up, if you will, like a setup. You're going to whack it over the net here in just a second, with the outline of a full moon. Obviously, the moon is a large body. It pulls the tides. The body is over 68% water. It pulls the liquids in the body. That also pulls brain chemistry. Even though there are no formal proclamations by law enforcement that the full moon makes people crazy, there are more calls and incidents during a full moon for police departments than other times. So it's just really a pretty wild time for people. Now, this is a full moon in Leo. Leo rules the heart. So there's passions and rages and whatevers. Everybody's Italian for this full moon. And everybody's just like, oh my God. And it also keeps you up. Now, the moon, you are acquainted with the elemental energies of the earth.
Right.
Which are God's middle management for nature. Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't even say middle management, but God's management for nature. And the moon energies are huge in that.
Yes, for the elementals, we really get affected by the moon energies. And we've had all the same things going on that regular people do, I think. You know, we can't sleep. We stay up and process stuff forever during the full moon. But we also don't really lose energy as elementals either. We have enough energy to go around. We might be sleepy a little bit, but we're not drained, which is interesting because I think you are.
Oh my God. It's been kicking my keister. I've been better. Yesterday, I just felt unbelievably drained out. I mean, just I hit a wall of, oh my God, that was 10 feet wide. And thank God it was my day off. I had no clients yesterday, which was nice. But for the clients, I mean. But yeah, the full moon energy is huge. And it's a time to process. So you laid in bed trying to figure things out. Is that what you did with this energy?
I did. I talked to different people. Other people were up all night long too, so it wasn't a big deal to be able to talk to people. I tried to go to sleep, but that didn't work.
Yeah, me either.
So people just kept texting, and I kept answering. So we had some pretty good conversations about different things, about people's sex lives, about fairies, about, oh goodness, people getting back to with the exes.
Oh, fabulous.
Which, you know.
That happens.
I put a post off on Facebook saying, we're in Mercury retrograde, people. That ex is an ex for a reason.
Well, right. And people return to their past relationships, mistakes from the past, all kinds of stuff right now.
And revisit it.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. And there's a lot of that going around.
Oh, boy. And it's still the same for the most part, you know?
Yeah. Not a lot has changed. Like you said, there's a reason they're an ex.
Right, right. So, but a lot of times people need that, I guess, to get over it too. So,
right.
I guess there's closure through Mercury retrograde and the full moon. So,
well, there certainly can be. I was up all last night. It was the night before, really. Last night, I kept waking up and waking up and waking up. I think I woke up 4 times and then went back to sleep in between midnight and 8 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. Just boom, 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 boom. And the night before that, I was up and I just could not sleep. I woke up. I went to bed at about 10 o'clock, woke up at 12:30, just dead awake. And I'm thinking, what the hell is going on? So I'm reading the internet, and everything on the internet is about climate change. And so then I start thinking, wait a minute, CO2, that's carbon dioxide. That's a carbon atom, which has got four little whatevers, and an oxygen atom, which has got two little whatevers, and that's like a super bonded thing. So then I'm laying there trying to figure out how to pull those atoms apart, because I figure if we can just somehow hit the universe, hit our atmosphere with something to unbond these molecules, we've just taken care of global warming.
Sure.
And so I'm reading about you need 5,000 degrees Kelvin to separate these elements. I'm like, or you could just use vibration. So then I'm trying to figure out the weight of a carbon atoms versus oxygen atoms. And could you create a vibration? And my wife wakes up and says, what are you doing? And I tell her. And she's like, and then she goes, okay. And just kind of like rolls over and is like, oh my, I can hear her going, oh my God, the hell happened here.
What did I marry, right?
Yeah, what did I marry? You look good on paper, sister, and you're not hard on the eyes, but then you're talking about I'm binding carbon in the middle of the night. Get out of my bed. God. Yeah, no, it was, I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. So what would you get, what advice as someone who deals a great deal with the elemental energies and elemental realm, what advice would you give people about dealing with this very intense full moon energy?
Well, like I usually say, relax into it and ride the wave. Go with whatever comes up. You know, if it is that you think you want to go back with your ex, maybe you need to learn that lesson and maybe you do need that closure. So go ahead, try it, see what happens. Don't complain too much if you get burned.
Well, yeah. Hello.
And if you need help letting it go, go see somebody that can, you know, one of the healers around here, because we have tons and tons of healers in this town. So
let it go, let it go. They're an ex because they're a tool. Let it go. Well, yeah, okay. So if you're, I mean, really, there are a lot of people who can help with attachments and regrets. Last Wednesday, I was talking profusely on the show about the fact that Mercury retrograde is a time to feel a lot of regret. And this yes. retrograde.
Yes.
Oh, God. And people are testy and they're nasty and folks are feeling like they're taking their half out of the middle. This is also a really good time for boundaries right now.
Right.
And there's a lot of boundary breaking left and right. I'm seeing this with my clients. And people.
We discussed that a bit tonight. Yeah.
Yes, we did on the way here. You know, where there's all kinds of things that are going down that are affecting certain people's chaos are spilling into other people's world. And that right. is just not meaning to. It's just what's happening. Mm-hmm. So when you're dealing with this full moon energy from a spiritual perspective, also know that our ethers right now in 2015, the year of reconciliation, the ethers are really thin.
They are. Yes.
So when people are feeling all of this full moon intensity and energy, and it's also, we've got a Saturn squaring off with Pisces, which makes dreams hard, and everybody's puffy area is gone, and then it's a retrograde, and then it's a full moon, and people are just a little very open to change right now, but also very exhausted from the lack of sleep, I'm noticing.
Yes. And yeah, I had something happen where I had a headache the day after getting some phenomenal energy work, and one of our friends, Roy Pack, worked on me, and he said, maybe you're just not used to being balanced. And I thought, well, that's a possibility, but...
Yeah, it could happen. That could happen.
And then another friend of mine worked on me and adjusted my neck, and still nothing. And I realized, oh, finally I realized it might be a virus.
A virus?
And not energy. So try to be careful with that, too.
You know, I'm kind of fighting off something right now. You're talking cold, right? Just a cold virus.
Kind of a cold virus, but just only my head. So
good heavens.
It didn't move anywhere else, but it did make me nauseated. But I think it was the pounding feeling in my head. It wasn't even pounding. It was just constantly
hurting.
Yeah, to the point where I just wanted to scream the whole time.
Well, you know what? And it's interesting because I've known a lot of people who have had migraines this last week. Mm. A lot of really horrible, that's crown chakra. So it is, your head is associated with your crown chakra. And when things are out in your life, or when they're being aligned, or when you're purging the last of your stuff, mm-hmm. that crown reacts.
It does, yeah.
And for you, you know, there's been a lot that's been going on for you, positive things. Mm-hmm. Of course, those who listen to the show regularly will note that this is the same Marcia that owns SoulSync Bodywork, located here in downtown Billings. And of course, SoulSync is a healing center.
It is, yes.
It's got a lot of hypnotherapists and psychics and energy workers and Reiki folk and
massage therapists.
Yeah, massage therapists. It's got the whole litany, people.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I love being over there. And you run a group Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights, yeah. Tuesday night, we have an open circle, a psychic circle. And basically, if you feel like you have gifts, come on over and we'll help you out to discover what your gifts are and how to use them. And there are people that have been doing this for years and years. And there are people that are brand new in there. So everybody gives an opinion and we talk about all of it. So,
which is outstanding. Yeah. Also, you are, okay, I'm going to back up. I appreciate the fact that you are doing this for people and giving people a place to meet and just explore their gifts and talents, because many people right now are, their gifts and talents are blowing wide open.
Yeah. And they're scaring the hell out of people.
Yeah, people are freaked out. They're like, I don't know what to do with this. Oh my God. Right. I mean, it's bad. And mm-hmm. it's causing headaches. It's causing physical issues. I had some weird heart chakra issue things that had nothing to do with anything but past issues that were coming up yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so I was dealing with all of that was processing itself. Right. As a matter of fact, if you're listening and you've been having a really hard time sleeping under this full moon, or you found that you have spiritual gifts and abilities that have blown wide open to your shock and surprise, call us up and let's talk about them. And you can ask myself and Marcia what you can do about these things. And we will give you an answer. Of course, our in-studio line is 406-545-4496, option one. That's 406-545-4496, option one. Call in with your stories of how the moon is keeping you awake. Or is it? God, I hope not.
We would love to talk to you about it, too.
Well, absolutely. And we can do some working on you as well, energetically.
We can, yes.
Marcia likes to work on people remotely.
In fact, I was going to ask you if you wanted me to work on you. I don't need to, I mean, I can sing for you if you want, but you could tell people what's happening to you when I just hold your hand, if you'd like.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Are you kidding? No. I want to feel like crap all night. Please.
I'm well, okay, dude. Whatever. I let people do that too, if that's their choice.
Right. Okay, so I'm holding my left hand is in Marcia's right hand, and wow, holy buckets. And my heart is just getting, my heart chakra is opening. It's making me very relaxed. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing on the air, but my third eye, where I've had this pressure, this is in the forehead, you guys, that little spot between your eyebrows is actually opening up. And my whole top of my sinuses are opening up, actually. And there goes my crown. The crown is above your head.
Good.
I want to pop my ears, but I can't.
And that's where my headache was, too, right in the third eye.
Seriously?
Just pinpointed right there.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. And you are legal and you're better than drugs. This is awesome. This feels really good.
Don't you love it?
I do. Always have a bestie who can make you feel this good, people. I'm just saying. No, I'm actually feeling a big heaviness in my chest that's trying to come up and out. Mm-hmm. And that's probably my stuff, I'm guessing. You know, like I said, I was releasing a bunch of stuff yesterday that had nothing to do with past issues, past crap, whatever. And that was all coming up. And here it goes again. Boom, there's third eye, and boom, there's the crown. Now my nose is running. Okay. So if Marcia can do this for me just by holding my hand while we're on the air and we're talking, she can also direct this energy to you if you call in.
Right.
You know, there's vocal healing. There's all kinds of ways to make yourself feel better. Now, what I'm noticing, this is interesting. What I'm feeling is a frequency change. Mm-hmm. Right in my crown and right in my third eye.
Good.
And this is actually acting sort of like a padding to this moon energy, because I'm not feeling quite as spun out by it.
Good.
It's a better way to put it. So, wow, what that tells me is our lack of ethers that we have are dramatically affecting people and this full moon energy, how do we channel this energy to not have it just be, oh my God, I feel overwhelmed and I can't sleep and now I've got a headache and my butt's falling off and my eyeball fell out. And I mean, what do we do with, what do we do with this to channel this and not have it be so, so destructive?
Well, one thing you can do is find your creative outlet for the day. You know, and it doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter if you've never picked up a paintbrush before, try it today. Maybe you'll create something cool. Pick up some color pencils, some crayons, do a mandala. Those are always cool to do. In fact, our friend Sandy Sawicki does wonderful mandala teachings and is going to do that out of her house now.
Oh, good for Sandy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is
now,
awesome.
Now, explain what a mandala is for folks who are listening that are like, what, Nelson Mandela? What did you say? What is a mandala?
A mandala is kind of an energy picture. It's a picture that you create of what you're feeling in the moment. And they will change throughout your lives. So...
God, probably throughout your day, even if you were paying attention to
I'm
what you were doing.
Yeah.
They are multicolored, multi-shaped. Mm-hmm. They do tend to direct vibration. So I've had people that have hung mandalas on the wall because they want a particular vibration directed into the room. And they really do change vibrations.
Yeah. Mandalas are also created by vibration. As far as like sand will create a mandala, or water will also. And if a vibration is going on, it'll make a certain picture.
That's right. So. If you take, I think it's called a troposcope,
I think. Okay.
It's the deal that makes a vibrational plate vibrate. Yeah, I just said that. And if you pour sand on it and it vibrates, then it will make a picture. I'm getting too relaxed over here. I have to let go of your hand.
You can let go.
I'm sorry. I don't really want to, but I'm like, ugh. Wow, that's outstanding. Thank you.
You're
actually.
Welcome.
And it will create a shape in the sand on top of the vibration. And it's pretty spectacular.
Right.
And life path and mandalas will oftentimes go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
People will create a mandala for you if you're trying to accomplish something specific. Like if you're trying to be a healer or whatever, somebody who's gifted in channeling mandalas will actually draw one up and color it the right vibrational colors to help you in that healing focus.
Right, right. Oops.
That's how you know it's live, baby. Right there. Kaboom.
That's right.
It's live. So really, if you guys are listening out there, and I can feel many of you listening, and you'd like to share your stories about how this full moon has either brought some of your psychic abilities forward, made your life path purpose clearer, or just flat woken you up and you've solved the problem of actually how to separate the carbon and the oxygen atoms without needing 5,000 Kelvin, call us up and tell us. That's area code 406-545-4496, option one. Area code 406-545-4496, option one. Marcia, you have been helping people in your healing practice with some major life decisions lately.
Yes, I have. It's been really interesting around loads of emotional things going on. People deciding what they're going to do with their lives and some of them actually deciding, and surprisingly so, actually deciding to stand in their power and be exactly who they are. And some of those people, I wondered about whether they were ever going to come around. And I'm not the most patient person on earth about that either.
I don't think human beings in general are patient about that. Nobody's patient about becoming their higher self. That's just not what we're made like.
Well, one of my issues is the fact that I see people's souls. I don't necessarily see the person for exactly who they are right now. So I see their souls and I know where they can go and I'm impatient for them to get there. So that's what I do is I help them along their path and try to work through some of the emotional issues that are holding them back. You know, a lot of times there's trauma and they're being held in their body somewhere that's just holding them back from being who they really are. So we can work through that with energy work and vibrational therapy and all kinds of stuff that we do down there.
No, that's very
and also,
true.
You know, spiritual advice even. I mean, just talking through it with somebody will help you shine a light on it and help you realize that yeah, that really is in me. I know somebody, one of my very good friends, shined a light on me, something in me this weekend. He said, sometimes I feel like you're being a psychic vampire. And I went,
oh my God.
Me? And I actually burst into tears. Because that's a horrible thing for me. I never thought anybody would say that. But of course, it happens to the best of us. You know, we all need support at times. And once the light was shown on it, then I could say, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I do that. And we all do. So I could just let it go and not let it block me anymore. So that opened up a whole lot more again.
Well, and there's so many different definitions of psychic vampire. There are people who do mm-hmm. that to deliberately draw the energy out of other people to feed themselves. Mm-hmm. There's more of a fear of a lack of connection and wanting to draw that energy off of somebody because there's a fear of aloneness. I certainly yes. would not put you in the category of the person who draws off of people because they want to feel full or for a hobby right. or sport. I don't put you in that one.
Right. No.
Because that's just, I mean, come on, that's not you. But we all do have issues that are coming up for us right now.
Right. Right.
You know, and there's for me, God, all these issues in the heart chakra coming up about safety and emotional safety and all these things. Mm-hmm. And my life is great. I mean, I have got nothing to sneeze at here. I don't have any big fat problems right now. Yet there were things triggered that were coming up mm-hmm. that I had to deal with.
Right.
That were big things. And some of them were very legitimate and some of them were just echoes from the past.
Well, and one of the things I got to tell him was that he feels like a lot of people are psychic vampires because his heart chakra isn't open. So he decided to work on that too. So
wow, well, that's cool. So yeah, open up that heart chakra and, you know, let the heart light shine. I'm sorry I had to.
And it just and that's one of the things you could use. You could pretend that you're ET for a moment and let that heart light shine through the front and the back, by the way.
Yeah, it's not just the front, although you need one predominant side if you're filming. But ET had one on the front, but you need one from the back also. Your chakra's a hole poked all the way through you guys. It's not just one-sided. It's not a floral arrangement for a funeral. It's not one-sided. So,
right, right. Yeah. But speaking of floral arrangements, that's another thing you can use. Is a bud, a flower bud opening up and allowing your chakra to open up.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's awesome. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how do you choose to use, and I meant to rhyme that. Well, no, I didn't, but it sounded cool. How do you choose to use all of this forward momentum and all this abundant energy and all of these awarenesses about these psychic gifts that are blowing open? How do you choose to use that to ignite your life path? I'm Danielle Agnew. This is Sight Unseen. We're on mtradio.net. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen, we'll be right back. At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years.
And it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
Fit Body Boot Camp, Billings, Mind.
body, life, actual clients tell their stories.
My biggest success going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Boot Camp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see. Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year, we're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjons in downtown Billings.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Boot Camp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Boot Camp fat burning workouts that will do the job of a 1 hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
And now, back to Sight Unseen.
Hey everybody, Danielle Agnew here on Sight Unseen with my guest, Celtic tonal healer Marcia Reichert, and we have been talking all about the displacement of energies, the full moon, how we have been kept awake by the full moon in Leo.
Right.
Okay, what that means, what moon energies can be used for. And what I thought would be neat for this half hour is to talk about how do we take all of this fire hose of energy that's happening right now, and it really is,
mm-hmm.
and how do we encapsulate that to bring ourselves forward in our life path? Excuse me, I almost sneezed, but I didn't. Yes. So, how would you direct people right now that are coming into you, because you run this group on Tuesdays.
I do. And we had a bunch of new people this week too. That was really cool.
That's fantastic. So, what time Tuesdays?
6 o'clock.
And where are you located?
208 North 29th Street, and it's suite 227. We're right up the stairs.
Okay, fantastic. So if you're listening and you are feeling like you've got spiritual gifts and abilities that you would like to bring forward, come down on Tuesday nights.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're all there, and there are people that have been in this for a long, long time, and people that are brand new, and everybody just shares their stories and shares their gifts and whatever questions anybody has, or we answer them to the best of our ability, you know?
Well, that's very true. And so one of the questions I would pose for you is running this group and having all of this diverse conversation regarding different spiritual gifts and abilities,
mm-hmm.
what would your take be right now on people who are finding that they are having huge life path issues that are coming up? Like maybe they're finding they're psychic. Maybe they're finding they want to be a nurse. Maybe they're finding that they want to open their own business, or they want to take in children or do something that's huge. What would be a recommendation for reconciling with this fire hose of energy and the velocity that we have right now?
Mm-hmm. Try to open the communication line with God or whatever you consider spirit, because that's going to help you on your path. You know, all of us can help you a little bit, but really it comes through you. So you need to make sure that you're opening that up and keeping the communication lines open. Now, if that means that you have to meditate, that's fine. If you have to pray, that's fine. If you got it, and people meditate in way different ways. I use massage, performing massage and energy work as my meditation. Other people play the guitar. I just learned a little bit about how to do, thanks to a very good friend of mine named Adam.
Yay, that guitar is
awesome. Thanks, Adam, if you're listening.
Right on.
So anyway, you can channel all of that energy into something to keep the communication line open so that it's coming through you and so that you know what to do about all your stuff. And of course, there are always people like us, you, Danielle, and me, and everybody at the office that comes in there to help. We're all there to help, but we're there to help. We're not there to do it for you.
Very good.
We can't do it for you.
No.
At all. We don't know what's going on with you. Only you know what's going on with you. So we're there to help, but, and we can push you along.
And support you while you fall forward.
Right, right. And hold you if you break down, which happens a lot because those energy blocks are coming up and a lot of them are emotional. So don't worry about it. If you break down and cry, it's okay. You'll get through it. Grab some rescue remedy from the health food store if you need it too.
Yeah.
That always works.
Yeah, it does. Rescue remedy is flower essences. Is that correct?
It's homeopathic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's flower essences and like a whole bunch of rum or something in there. It's like...
Because that's what it feels like.
I'm saying it makes you feel real good. Put it on your tongue, people. Woohoo! Rescue remedy. I knew a psychic one time who carried rescue remedy in her purse. Mm-hmm. And when she would start getting too wound up or too freaked out or whatever, she would just shoot it like several eyedroppers full underneath her tongue. And pretty soon she would be like, I'm feeling so much better. And one time she left it on my counter. Uh-huh. So I picked that up and I'm like, what the heck is she doing? Because she seems awfully calm. So I turn it around and I look at it. It's like essence of name 50 flowers, right? And then it says 23% grain alcohol. And I started cracking up and I'm like, or it could, and she would say, oh, it's the essence of lavender. And I'm like, or it's the whiskey, sister. God.
Oh, that's hysterical.
It was
great. I guess I've never read the bottle, but the rescue remedy I get from my homeopathic gal, I really don't think it has that much alcohol in it, but.
And it very well may not. This was in a bottle. It said rescue remedy. It was a little yellow, on a square bottle. I'm like, oh my God. Well, Rocka, I'd like some rescue remedy and a lime, please. Just like, God. Sometimes you got to laugh about the stuff that we do in this field.
That's right.
Because, even for me, and you and I have talked about this at length, you and I both have worked in depth with some very difficult content.
Yes.
Okay. Now, yes. I'm going to define difficult content in the following manner. Acquainting human beings, certain people, with a different genome that they walk around in their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, human beings are a fascinating mix-up of off-world species, elemental species, indigenous species to the planet, all kinds of stuff, you know.
Right.
We are the Vegas of the galaxy. We're the Vegas of the universe. What happens on Earth stays on Earth. And so we're a little mix-up of all, but you and I have dealt with a lot of this, and there's a lot of emotionality that comes up for people around these issues.
There is. It's amazing. You know, people have walked into my office, and one of the rooms has a picture of the Pleiades.
Ah, yes.
And I've seen people just have tears running down their faces because, oh my God, that's home. You know, we also have loads of Fae coming in, fairy people, and we had a man who was dragon last night. That was really cool, and it was cool to get a different perspective. Way cool.
That is really cool. He didn't tell me he had a dragon person.
Yeah. Oh. That's how he recognized the dragon in me, too.
Oh, wow.
So.
And see, you guys thought this was all in the Game of Thrones. Come on. Look at this. It's happening right here in Billings, Montana.
You know that Lord of the Rings show? That's real.
Yeah. So are you the hairy-footed guy or the pointy-eared guy? Or are you Gandalf the Grey or are you Org? It's really, though, fascinating. And we joke about this because when you think about it, there is fiction, obviously. You know,
oh, of course.
In all of my work, I've never actually really truly met an actual werewolf. Can't say I've met that. Somebody who turns into a wolf.
But one of my family names is Verwolf.
That's cool. Okay, well, you're the
thought
werewolf.
You might like that.
That's hot. Nice. You know what? I've never met an actual undead creature that sucks blood to remain alive.
Me neither.
No. I've met psychic vampires. I have met ethereal things that eat energy like gin, but mm-hmm. I've never actually met an mm-hmm. actual vampire. I've met people who sharpen their teeth and sleep in a coffin and choose to drink blood, and humans that call themselves vampires. That's right. Fine, too. Knock yourself out. whatever and your kink
firmly
is.
Firmly believe they are, yeah.
And they really believe they are. Okay, cool. Right on. They would probably...
Just don't drink my blood out of my body. That's all I ask.
You know what's wild about the vampire culture? And you guys, there are huge vampire cultures and mm-hmm. huge ones in LA.
Absolutely.
Huge. And they have people that just let these folks drink their blood. And they are... They kink out on that, that they feel that that is their service to these vampires. And there's a name for it. There's a psychological name for letting somebody drink your blood that you get off on. And I don't remember. But,
wow. But it must feel something like cutting, I suppose, huh?
Yes. And that you are actually, it's very intimate. People claim mm-hmm. that it's intimate and they're sharing all this stuff with people. I'm like, dude, that's my blood. Give that back.
Yeah.
But not with your spit in it. Okay. It's creeping me out. Yeah.
Yeah, ew.
Yeah, you know what? And I am not meaning to offend anyone in the vampire community. That's actually a very large community. It's just not my thing. And I, you know, if it's your thing, that's cool. Whatever.
Right.
You know, maybe talking to fairy people isn't your thing. So how would you define fairy people? Because I know we've got listeners going, what the hell? These guys have just gone off into tinfoil hat land. I mean, how would you define?
Well, maybe we have.
Maybe we have. I need thicker tinfoil if that's the case, because this is getting bad. How would you define a fairy person so people understand what the heck this is?
Oh, mermaids are pretty and easy to recognize. That's something good to start with. They usually have red hair and like the water. And one particular mermaid I know that's a psychic, he is... I called him earlier tonight more female than I am, which is very interesting. I love the man dearly, and but he really doesn't differentiate between male and female. He just is, which is very cool to me.
I think that's very cool, too. I do.
And he does claim to be very fairy and has a hard time seeing other men as fairy. Which is interesting.
Oh, but, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, now I will tell you there are 12 fairy families. You probably know this. Yes. Duh, right? And there are, for those that don't know, there are 12 fairy families. And these are the main, kind of like the mafia families, only they're the ancient fae that have been rather watered down at this point. And there are three, what we would consider genders in the fae realm.
Mm-hmm.
There's three of them. And there's one that's both, which I believe your friend that you're talking about is both, male and female. There is obviously males and females. And it is the encapsulation of all, considering that fae are earth spirits. So mm-hmm. nature doesn't waste a thing.
No.
And if it has an opportunity to combine a gender, it's going to do that.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Doesn't matter that I actually don't know if they reproduce.
Oh, they can if they want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the reproduction aspect of the third gender of the fae, if they feel like they want to, they've just got to figure it out mm-hmm. with a reproducing party, I suppose.
Right, right.
But it's more what my experience with this third gender, or the male or the female, is duties. Fae are huge on what it is they do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What is your, and you could probably speak more intelligently than I could on that.
Well, I can tell you about my fairy family. I can tell you about a few more, too. But my fairy family is the diplomats. We keep communication lines open between fairy people and the rest of the elementals and off-worlders and humans. And we stand up for humans a lot, which didn't happen in every fairy family.
No, it didn't. And can I say your family name?
Oh, absolutely.
You are House of Iora. Is that right? Did I get it right?
It's very close. Iora.
Oh, yeah. See, I can't do that. God, lassie, I can't
yes,
do that.
Yes, you can.
Ayer. Is that
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay. That is your family line.
Yes.
And what's interesting about this, I know way more than I need to know about fairy lineage. It is unbelievable. And I'm actually going to write this book about the 12 fairy families so that the folks mm-hmm. who, and you're going to write the foreword, you
Absolutely.
Know, coming from House of Iera. I can't say it. I'm making it into an Italian word that sounds like a food. This is bad. How do you say it again? Say it again.
Iera.
Thank you. Okay. You're going to write the foreword.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually important, you guys. It doesn't mean that we can't be human. Obviously, we're part human. That's why we're in a flesh suit, guys. Hello. But there's also some really cool stuff mixed in there. And I find that human beings sometimes think that humans don't have natural spiritual gifts and abilities.
And oh, but they do.
Yeah, really cool ones.
Yeah, yeah. They can communicate very well with the etheric realms. You know, fairies are very grounded people. We came from the earth. We can communicate between ourselves and between the everything with the earth.
Fantastic. We have a caller. Hey, caller, thanks for calling. You are on Sight Unseen with Danielle Agnew and Marcia Reichert. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Jeanette, and I'm calling from Colorado Springs.
Oh, hi, Jeanette. This is great. Hi. How are you? I would love to hear what you have to say tonight.
I am fabulous. Thank you so much. And I just walked through a really interesting moment that may have to do with the full moon and coming into your own power and releasing stuff and blah, 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 blah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, all that stuff. So I have a beloved friend that has been my beloved friend for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And we have been there for each other through many dramas and adventures. Uh-huh. And as I have grown into getting healthier, growing, moving forward into life, I have felt a tension between us.
Oh, yes, that happens.
Now I adore this woman. She has significant, oh my God, psychic abilities, which I have thoroughly enjoyed benefiting from, you know, hearing. She's very mediumistic. So, you know, when mom comes to join our conversation, I really, really like that.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Really quite fun, you know, because my phone plan does not include those gifts.
That's awesome, Jeanette.
You know what? I bet it does pretty soon.
Okay. So moments ago, maybe 30 minutes ago, we just had this moment where we're having a conversation, mm-hmm. and we disagreed about something judgmental.
Okay.
Whatever, you know, her take was, this is X. And I said, well, I don't know that it really is X. I think it might be Y. Mm-hmm. And her response was, well, I think we need to hang up right now, and hung up the phone. And my response was like, whoa. But on the other hand, I had felt it coming for a long time.
Yeah.
And I went, well, perchance this means we have grown beyond our current gifts for each other. And now it's time for us to embrace our own gifts and move forward, blah, 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 you know,
right.
All that good stuff. But it took me aback. You know, anyway. So
it does happen that way, yeah.
It felt like a full moon thing.
And I'm sure it is.
Well, yeah, Marcia, go for it. I can see you biting at this one. Go for it.
So what I would recommend is that you just send her love. Let her know that you're there for her. She's probably going through something too right now, you know?
Yeah.
So, and no matter how long you've been in this kind of world about the paranormal, psychic, whatever, it doesn't matter who you are. We're all going through changes right now. We're all... Yeah. Getting even more enlightened, and the veil is getting thinner for all of us. And some of us that have been doing it for a long time, I've noticed it's even harder for us to get our feet and get our footing. I mean, and so be patient with her, and it might not be the end of your relationship, which I really doubt. Seriously, I think you guys are really close and you really don't need to go there. So just let her know that she's... And okay. Give her space, too.
So I'm nodding like we're on TV.
Right.
I know. Don't you love that? With radio, you're nodding. You're like, yeah, yeah. you know, yeah, and to nodding. To add to what Marcia is saying, there's a lot of people right now, Jeanette, that are, because of the year of reconciliation, we had all of 2014, the year of illumination, to actually look within and see what we are made up of, okay?
Yeah.
And this is the year we go live. This is the year we apply our gifts and our talents. And if you're a very spiritually gifted person, and if you are beset upon a particular path, and your friend needs to be on another one, so you can both go on different trajectories to affect other groups of people. That's really what I'm seeing here. And what I'm seeing is later on down the road, once you've done your work and she's done her work where you've needed to do, and this is basically what Marcia was saying, you know, I see you guys kind of hooking back up and being like, wow, weird. I haven't talked to you for like a year. What's going on? And oh my God, I went to Timbuktu. Yeah. And I mean, really, there is also a vibrational issue right now where people are vibrating at such a high level that if someone is not literally in the exact same vibrational frequency that, say, you are, they're going to kind of be blown across the room by the different vibrational frequency they're on. And it's not even personal. It's just part of this reconciliation process that is here to set us on our proper paths.
Right.
Yes. I was doing a reading yesterday and talking to the woman, my friend, about, and using the analogy of an oscilloscope and how... And I don't know, well, Danielle, I know you do, but, you know, when you're tuning and it's just off enough when you're trying to tune your instrument and it's just off enough to create the wah, 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 wah.
Right. The beating, it's called beating, yeah.
Right.
Yes, it's almost there, but not quite, and it's painful if you're not quite there.
Right.
If you're way off, you don't even notice because it's so off, it's just like, hello. But if it's almost there, it hurts.
Well, and that's exactly it. That causes the beating, and that causes somebody else to go flying across the room. That's exactly it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so, you know, this is a good thing, though. It's a good thing because what I'm seeing for you is you are on your proper path. Your friend is on her proper path.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be attracting people to you, Jeanette, like crazy, that are in that same vibration. Now, your friend is going to be able to go and do huge things for people that are on her frequency. But everybody's kind of on their own individual frequency, broken into different pieces right now. And this is just really freeing you up. It's freeing your friend up to go do exactly what it is you're supposed to do without kind of rattling each other apart with your almost like frequencies.
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's very important, my dear friend. And it's so good to hear your voice. You sound wonderful. I mean, you just sound very happy and you feel happy.
And I feel happy. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. And I got to tell you, I tune in Wednesdays because this is really so much better than public, you know, than commercial radio. Hello.
Awesome.
Excuse me.
I'm telling people about this.
Thank you.
Great. Glad to hear that.
Well, we love being on mtradio.net. They do a lot of real good here, and this is a lot of fun. So thank you for tuning in, Jeanette, and you keep listening and just keep shining brightly and helping all these people that you're helping out there.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeanette.
All right. Thanks, ladies.
Take care now.
Have a good night.
You have a good night, too, darling.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
That's so awesome. What a great call coming all around from Colorado Springs coming in. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And what a great example, because this is what we've been talking about, the full moon rattling people to such a degree that just weird stuff happens.
Right.
A lot of polarizing factors right now that aren't meant to be polarizing, but aggregating.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes more sense. Geez, how many syllables can I put in one sentence?
Right.
What the hell?
I don't know. Let's see.
I know. Oh, God. Don't give me supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You know, Marcia, before we run out of time, I want you to tell people where they can find you. Because if they want to come in live, you can also receive distance healings and distance attunements and alignments by Marcia vocally. How can people get a hold of you?
Well, the distance healing is on channelingdivine.com, and you can read all about my blog is on there, so you can read all about what I do. There's a couple of examples of how my energy work helps other people that are distant. I mean, you know, one was in Phoenix. Anyway, and they can come if you're in Billings to 208 North 29th Street, Suite 227. And let's see, the SoulSyncBodywork.com website is going, and you can read all about the healers that we have there. So,
and if I'm going to call you, what number do I use?
I knew you were going to ask that, and I'm having a brain cramp right now.
It's Don't you love that?
252-4832.
Area code 406-252-4382 if you're calling from out of the area. You guys, you can always find me, of course, on Facebook, on Twitter, on my website, Danielle Agnew, EGNEW-advisor.com. You can check out my blog, calltolight.org, though I haven't added to it in a while, but I probably should. So maybe now I'll do it because I said something about it. Hit me up on Facebook, guys. And of course, stick around because my co-host, Roy Pack, and I on The Soul are going to delve into all kinds of fascinating issues about taking yourself out of the box. Don't be in the box. That's a movie called Boxing Helena, and that was really traumatic. So just remember to be yourself, you guys, and in this full moon energy, make sure to keep your chin up. Thanks so much for tuning in with myself and Marcia Reichert on Sight Unseen. Stick around for myself and Roy Pack on The Soul. We'll be right back.